Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, Lee.
Howdy there, Tara.
Looks like this shutdown may go long.
Yep. There appears to be no end in sight. Lawmakers are set to vote on the short-term funding bill for the eighth time today, and it is expected to fail. House Speaker Mike Johnson delivering this stark warning.
And my friends, if Democrats keep up their obstruction here today, this is where we're going to be headed. We're barreling toward one of the longest shutdowns in American history unless Democrats drop their partisan demands and pass a clean, no-strings-attached budget to reopen the government and pay our federal workers. They thought it would sell well in the public and it would show that they're fighting Trump. It's all a big facade. I'm so frustrated by it.
The longest shutdown in U.S. history lasted 34 days from December 22, 2018 to January 25, 2019 during President Trump's first term. The second longest was a 21-day shutdown under former President Bill Clinton between December 1995 and January 1996. The 2025 shutdown is for now the fifth longest, just behind the 1978 shutdown under former President Jimmy Carter. Republicans say they want to negotiate with Democrats over health care concessions, but only after the government reopens. Democrats don't trust Republicans, though, to follow through and compromise.
We want to stand with our hardworking federal employees and certainly our men and women in uniform, but we have to enact a spending agreement that actually meets the needs of the American people and at the same time decisively addresses the Republican health care crisis that is devastating people all across the country.
While the Senate returns today, the House is out. House Speaker Mike Johnson is facing pressure to call the House back. So far, he's resisted in an attempt to pressure Senate Dems to help reopen the government.
Yeah, okay. So the fight for health care, free health care for illegals, rages on, which is really where we are at this point. That Lee, there's another part to this that you can begin to see, though, what the Democrats are doing here. And it is so important the Republicans do not give in to this. And so far, so good, right? And that's this. They're starting to say, and I started seeing this all over X from the Democrat bots and in paid accounts. And I was like, what are they doing? And they keep saying, well, you know, Republicans are in the majority. Why is it shut down? Well, because you need 60 votes in the Senate. It's called the filibuster, and we only have 52, really. Yeah. And they keep saying, well, you know, it's all very confusing. Why are they blaming us? Well, because they keep voting no. That's why. But they figure their sheeple don't know that.
No.
And Republicans keep voting yes again and again and again. And the Democrats, Bonchi brilliantly pointed this out at Red State, and he is absolutely right. And it is very terrifying what they're doing. What they're saying is, oh, no, Republicans could pass this if they want to. Why, let's just get rid of the filibuster.
Yeah.
And what is the filibuster? Filibuster is a rule the Senate is operated by. It's not in the Constitution or anything. And it says, hey, to protect the minority party, which in this case, believe it or not, it's the Democrats, we have to have a 60-vote threshold. So they're saying, just get rid of it. Why do they want to get rid of it? Because they believe that in 2028, Bonchi at Red State writes, one of my favorite writers, Democrats believe they can regain total power by 2028 by retaking the Senate, the House, and the White House. And they say, with the filibuster gone, they can go crazy the moment they take the reins. And, you know, you saw that this terrifying situation, Lee, with the Democrats controlling the House, the Senate, and the presidency. The only reason they didn't do amnesty first, and you know what their first bill was that they had filed? They never got it passed.
No, I've forgotten.
It was a bill to federalize elections. Take the elections away from the states, total control by Democrats. We would never win another election again. It'd be over if the federal government is running elections.
Yeah.
They were going to run them out of the Department of Homeland Security, the same agency that unsecured and insecured the border and told us it was secure. Well, can you imagine them running elections?
It would have been unconstitutional because it would require a change in the Constitution to be constitutional.
But they would have had control of all three. Oh, yeah. I don't know.
Right.
You know what? And keep in mind, the third bill was to pack the Supreme Court.
Yeah.
So it being unconstitutional, I'm not even sure that would matter anymore.
Yeah.
And you're right. The Constitution explicitly says
elections
that elections
are up to the states.
Yeah. But I don't know that any of it would have mattered. And he says, listen, they want to get rid of the filibuster. They think they're going to retake the Senate, the House, and the White House, or at least the Senate and the House. And they're saying, he's saying, you know, legalizing non-citizens voting. Yep, absolutely. National right to an abortion, national right to gender-affirming care, massive new welfare programs, internet censorship laws, gun bans. It all happened within the first weeks of the filibuster being gone. They would vote for this stuff. The only question is, would they do it before they pack the Supreme Court, basically turning it into a legislature, or after they pack the Supreme Court? I'm not sure. But that's what would happen with the filibuster gone. And we survived the last Democrat bare majority under Joe Biden because the filibuster protected us.
Right, because the Republicans were able to block things in the Senate like Democrats are doing now. So
exactly. So we want that in place because, you know, when we're in power, we may do some things they don't like, but we're not going to tear the Bill of Rights to pieces and begin, you know, a real crackdown against political dissidents like they see in authoritarian regimes. The Democrats will. Heck, they did it without voting to do it. The bureaucracy just did it. So Bonchi's pointing this out, and this is a warning to Republicans. Do not nuke the filibuster. Do not do it. This is what Democrats are pushing you toward. And that's why they're repeating this line. No, you know, I just get rid of the filibuster. You can pass what you want.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
As far as I'm concerned, we can stay shut down for the next 2 years. I don't give a damn. By the way, did you see anything to keep the filibuster? Because that's free speech. That's all of our rights right there. That's packing the court. That's all of it. They could do it with 50 plus one. Think about that. Because Democrats know, Lee, they can't get a 60-vote majority. They can't. I mean, this country is too divided. They're not going to win 60 votes in the Senate. They got to get rid of it. So you got all of that going on. And the Democrats trying to get the Republicans to bend over and give them illegal immigrant health care. It's crazy, is what it is. But this is where we are.
Yeah, and I think as long as the Republicans continue to focus on the fact that it is the free health care for illegal immigrants aspect of it, I think that's something that'll resonate with those in the middle that are somewhat paying attention to what's going on here.
I know. And we need to continue just repeating that and repeating that and repeat, because it's what's going on. I think we say things one time and then we forget.
That and the fact that Senate Democrats are what are holding everything up. That's
absolutely
where the focus needs to be. It needs to be on Chuck Schumer, Senate Democrats. They are holding the nation hostage, as Democrats would say, if the Republicans were doing it over the vote here. That's over the budget. That's what's going on.
And by the way, that's not just you. I mean, even Jake Tapper admits that.
Yeah.
Lee and Margaret Brennan at ABC. I mean, I played the audio yesterday. They admit this is the Democrats voting no and the Republicans voting yes.
This really is the Schumer shutdown.
It really is.
That's not just, you know, good marketing and you know, a good narrative here. That is exactly what's going on here. And it's also about Chuck Schumer's power base, because he knows full well that if they did not show something, he's picked a fight here that he's not necessarily going to win, but he has got to do this to shore up the liberal progressive you know, nut jobs that are in control of much of the Democrat Party right now.
Yeah, absolutely. Meanwhile, overnight, it looks like Democrats' heads are exploding. Trump directed the Pentagon to use all available funds to ensure the troops are paid. So the Democrats hoped that the troops would start putting pressure on us as they, you know, can't make their leases, can't make their apartment payments and all of that. And Trump's like, to heck with that. I'm paying them one way or another.
Yeah.
So good for him. I've never seen us fight this way before. I never have. It's great.
I wish I could say it's Republicans doing it, but it's Donald Trump, because I'm not sure that other Republicans would have done this. But yes, I'm glad to see him doing this. And this is the kind of thing that has to happen, because our military has to show up. Whether the government is shut down or not, they have to show up. It's just like police. It's just like the hospitals. It's just like the fire department. It's just like the, you know, utility companies. It's like any type of you know, public service or public utility. We depend on that. Our society is built on that. Since we have specialized jobs and we don't do everything for ourselves, we've got to have certain entities that continue to operate, whether there is funding or not. And I'm thankful to those who are willing to, you know, realize that I've still got to show up and do my job, but I might not get a check this week, you know.
And think about this for a minute. Just one of these moments, we should sit back in awe of Democrats. Military members who aren't the most highly paid don't get a check so illegals can get free health care.
Right. Yeah.
That's where we are.
That's a perfect way to position it, yes.
Yeah, no, that's what I would be on TV saying all the time. We need to do a better job of it. Just repeat that over and over and over, because I think we're so caught up in so many things we're doing, we're not explaining this to the American people properly, because it's such a winning issue for us. But, you know. All right, coming up, folks, it's going to get wild in the coming years. Coming up, J.B. Pritzker, I don't know if you heard this, Lee, lunatic governor of Illinois, threatens to arrest ICE when Trump is no longer around to protect them. This, while Democrat street thugs in Antifa loons have begun breaking into the homes of ICE agents and their families. Who told you this was coming, folks? This is Russian Revolution stuff. It's exact. They're using a playbook. Playbook I've been describing it for years. Unbelievable. Wait till you hear this. Coming up.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.